This afternoon, I would like to talk about how to work with this afflictive emotion, because sometimes this comes out when to meditate, some of those underlying tendencies that within, you know, we have been suppressing throughout our life. And especially at the beginning, when you started to meditate and your mind started to calm down, and a lot of people, when the mind is started to calm down, and it's just like, you know, the water in the pond, when it is, you know, when the when it's still, then you can really see underneath all the rubbish and all these tires and sardines, you know, and it's all the things there. It's been buried under that, underneath. So, that's why sometimes people ask me, say, you know, initially I was really peaceful and calm, you know, I love to meditate, and to a point they don't like to meditate anymore, because each time when they calm down and this comes up, underlying tendency, these emotions that is comes up, and how to work with these emotions. So this emotion is a huge part of who we are. If we do not aware of this, and we cover our whole life experience, and because it's so subtle. And how to work with it, because this emotion is all mind state, and these emotions that, you know, is so subtle, and we often find ourselves being overwhelmed or get trapped and locked in into this strong emotion, and some of them is really unpleasant, and how to work with that when it comes up in a meditation. So, because it's according to this Satipatthana, this is the third contemplations of the mind, state of mind, all the phenomena, what happenings in your mind, and it is very subtle. So unless you have a strong samadhi, your stillness is strong enough, or your mindfulness is strong enough, your mindfulness is strong enough and your stillness is strong enough, you'll be able to really have that non-reactive, receptive awareness of this emotion. So you'll be able to clearly recognize that is this underlying particular trends of thoughts or reactions, that emotions that in our mind. So and it's not easy, because unless your mind is calm enough, is strong enough to be able to have this non-reactive, receptive awareness, to know that this is there, not being sucked in, not being drawn in and locked in. And it's difficult. It's unless, you know, you have that samadhi, you have that strong mindfulness. So today I would like to talk about some skillful means, some ways how to deal with this when you have this very strong emotion. So because this emotion is not like, it's very difficult to define, because it is very subtle. It's not like the thoughts. Like the thoughts, like you can see the arising, the beginning. Maybe you miss a little bit, and you still can see the end. But normally, emotions, they always come in a cluster, and you can't really know which is which. Maybe you can see the predominant one. For example, you can see the anger, but the anger is not really the underlying tendency, the underlying problem there, the emotion there. For example, sometimes the anger might come from righteousness, and the righteousness is come from the hurt, the past experience, and because it's so subtle, and you can't really define. And that's why one of the way to help to deal with this, that you go to a more coarser object rather than to try to contemplate mind state, because unless you have very strong mindfulness and stillness, you'll be able to do that, because the nature of the mind, because you have this instinct reactions, we either run away or suppress whatever, you know, emotions that comes up that contradict, you know, attracting our self-important, our sense of self. So we have this ingrain of try to protect this sense of self. And we try to either we push it away or we run away. So then each time we push it away or we run away from this emotion, and we actually we are reinforced that again and again, it become more ingrained. So it's very subtle, it's very difficult to work with. And because of these emotions, is so they come in like a constellation. It's so difficult to define and too subtle. That's why you have to work with the coarser one. For example, if you even though you'll be able to pick up this predominant one like anger. So you go now you go with the coarser object that is your feelings or sensations. Because whatever emotions, whatever mind state, you know, what's going on in our mind, actually is manifest in our body. We feel our body. For example, like sometimes we feel you have these anxieties, you know, because we've been due to some of the past experience, maybe some hurts, you know, or maybe we have done something that is just obsesses, we feel sorry, and we can't forgive ourselves, and maybe we can't forgive others. And that is obsess the mind. And then you have this, give rise to these anxieties. So then you can feel within your body, you know, sometimes you feel the tense, you feel the hardness, and you feel the contractions, you feel that, the sensations in the body, because it's manifest in the body. So it's much easier to go with the cause, the cause of object than the more refined object, because the contemplation of the mind is a very, very refined object. And you need to have strong samadhi, strong mindfulness and stillness in order to be able to maintain that non-reactive awareness, just to observe what's in your mind, what is there, to recognize that, and what is there. But it's difficult. So what are you going to do when this come up? You can't focus on your breath. And the more you try to push away these emotions and you try to focus, you can't, because you've been obsessed, because the pull, this emotional pull is very strong, and very easily we get been pulled in. So one of the ways that is helped, that is you go to the causal object, that is your feelings. So then you just been with the feelings. So to pay attention to the body. So how you feel like this, for example, when the emotion come up and the anxieties, you feel all the tightness, you know, the contractions in the body and the pulling in the body, you can feel it. So you just pay attention. So then you're in the present moment awareness to experience how you feel like. So it's easy to focus on the feelings than to focus on the mind object, because the mind object is very subtle. So you focus on how you feel. So then you just be, you know, because when you focus on this causal object, and eventually slowly your mind becomes calm and peaceful. So when your mind becomes calm and peaceful, and you can go back to the breath again. And don't try to, some people try to figure out, try to analyze why this happened in the mind. And that is just a speculation. And you try to figure out, oh, why I have this. And then you go into all these proliferations, speculation. Then actually you reinforce your emotion. So actually you bring to, you know, your mind to the awareness, the attention to your body sensation, the feelings, how you feel. Because you can feel it within yourself. When you have this emotion, you can feel within yourself. And I know for myself, when I started to feel nervous, I started to feel tight. My body is tight. So when I know that I'm tight, so because I'd be able to pick it up very quickly, because I know there is tightness there, that is nervous. So I just be with the feeling, I just sit there and just know that it's tight. Just be with the feelings. So sometimes it's some of these feelings can be very unpleasant. And so we usually tend to push it away or try to run away by this speculation. That's why we like to go into all this thinking, the storyline, because that is the way to run away from dealing with these feelings, this emotion, because it's unpleasant. So, but because of if you be able to be with that feelings, because the feeling is coarser, easy to work with. So after when this subside, you know, when the feelings, because it won't stay there forever, however much, you know, unpleasant the feeling is, it's not going to stay there forever. So you just be with whatever feelings you feel, any tightness, pulling, contractions in your body. Maybe you feel hard, tight, whatever, you know, what sorts of feelings that, or whatever sorts of feelings that you experience. So you just be in the present moment awareness to just aware, pay attention to how you feel and accepting it, because it's important. You have to come to the place of acceptance, because normally we do not accept, you know, we whatever comes up, you know, whatever feelings or whatever things, emotions, you know, comes up, we don't like it. So we either push it away or we run it, you know, we try to avoid it or to suppress it. And because we are not accepting it. So that we, if we come to the place of acceptance, it's all right. It's all right. Allow it to be there. So we come to a place of acceptance. So when we come to a place of acceptance, then we'll be able to recognize what is there. And if we not be able to accept it, it's very difficult, because we keep running. Acceptance actually is letting go. It's letting it be. Allow it to be there. It's all right to be there. It's fine to be there. Because of the sense of self, we try to interfere. We try to get rid of it. But it's there, but you can't. The more you try to get rid of it, it's become stronger. Actually, you reinforce that feelings. So when you sit with that feelings, just to observe, pay attention to your sensations, the feelings of the body, when it subsides, and you started to feel very calm and peaceful, then you can go back to your meditation object, like to the breath. If you're watching the breath, so you go back to the breath. So only after meditations, you can start investigate, but not when you are meditating. So if you're meditating, when you're watching the breath, so you just watch the breath, but not start to analyze what's going on with your mind, because your mind is not strong enough to be able to investigate. So you leave it alone, you just keep going with the, for example, you go back to your breath. So afterwards, you can start to, you know, when your mind is peaceful, then you started to see what is there, you know, started to investigate, why is it coming from? And actually, it happened to me like a few years ago it's 9 years, it's not a few years ago, when my father's he's dying, and I have to go back. And before I go back, the few days, I have when I meditate, I have this chest pain. It's so painful, and each time I sit, it's very painful. And I just sit with that, you know, it's so painful. And I don't know what is that. Why I have this strong pain in my chest, and so I just a few days I've been having that, and I can't figure that. I just don't know why I have this strong pain in my chest. And until one day, just a few days before I'm going back, and we started to have a conversations to talk about how, you know, monastic life and things like that. And sometimes like some families do not understand the things that, you know, you abandon them and to live a monastic life and things like that, because they don't understand, and they want you to be with them. And then, yeah, I said, yeah, it's difficult and things like that. And when the conversation start, and I started, my tears is all, I just couldn't stop myself from crying. And my tears is just all come up. But actually what my emotion is nothing to do with the conversation. It's just that sometimes it's a trigger. They say a lot of times our emotion is actually nothing to do with what outside. Sometimes some situation is trigger of that, and it's just come out. Then as I let all this come out, and I just allow this myself to cry, and because I've been suppressing it, you know, I feel sad or grieve, and you know, I just not allow myself to experience that, to feel that, you know, then I've been suppressing that emotion. Then that's why when I allow that to come out, then I feel good. Then after that, when I started to feel, and I started to meditate, and I become really more peaceful and calm, then after that, I started to investigate and started to see what is there. Then I realized that actually that I have the fear. It's come from the fear because before my father passed away, my mother passed away a few years before my father passed away. So when my mother passed away, and it's very painful to you feel so helpless, and it's a pain to look at, to be with you, your loved one dying, and you're just helpless, you can't do anything, and it's very painful. So because of that experience, it's colored my perception. So my feelings, my experience, because of the past experience. So when these similar situations, because my father is dying, then it's triggered off that, you know, my past experience is color my perception. Then I have this fear to face that because we don't like that pain. So we try to, either we suppress, we try to avoid it. So because I have been suppressing that emotion, that to face the pain that I'm going to face. But actually it's not as bad as what I thought because of I've been colored by the past experience. And as I gone through that and I discovered that actually it's very peaceful. After that, I know that it's there. And then the emotion is gone. And when I went back, when my father died, actually I was quite peaceful because I already dealt with, worked with this emotion before my father passed away. So that's why it's important that you pay attention to the body, because the body manifests it. They have to correspond with this mind and body. So you can feel what's happening in the mind is manifest in the body. So this is one of the way, a skillful means, that you pay attention to the body, to the sensations, the feelings. And when you calm down and when your feelings subside, then you go back to the meditation object. So I offer this for your reflections. And is there any comments or questions that... Any comments? Questions? So if no, then you can start to meditate. So you just choose a comfortable posture and just relax. And just bring your attention towards your body and to this present moment of awareness. And what is there right now in this moment? Do your body feel tense or tight? Or you feel the contractions in your chest? And just relate it with friendliness. Allow it to be there. It's all right to be there. As you started to feel this calmness within your body and your mind, then you can bring your attention to the breath. will you stop the meditations to spend a few moments to experience how to feel like this moment, your feelings, how you feel like.